And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of March, 2017. First day of spring, the vernal equinox, the north and south poles equally distant from the sun, so we have almost exactly the same amount of daytime as nighttime. It was on this day, 1916, Albert Einstein published his theory of general relativity, a principle important to know. For example, GPS satellites need to take into account imperceptible changes in time described by relativity, just a few microseconds due to their high speed. If they didn't do it, they would be off in their distance calculations by several miles after only a day. Einstein was asked once what he would have done if his theory of general relativity had not held up. He said, "Then I would have been sorry for the dear Lord, because the theory is correct." It's the birthday of the psychologist B.F. Skinner, Susquehanna, Pennsylvania, 1904, leading exponent of the school of psychology known as behaviorism. He was the one who invented the famous Skinner box, in which a rat learns to press a lever in order to obtain food. It's the birthday of the Roman poet Ovid, born east of Rome in 43 BC, author of the Metamorphoses, came out in AD 8, 12,000 lines, series of Greek and Roman myths of transformation. Dante, Chaucer, Shakespeare, Goethe, all were admirers of his. It's the birthday of Henrik Ibsen, born in Skien, Norway, 1828. When he was a young man, he met Ole Bull, the violinist, who was also the manager of the theater there in Bergen, and he hired Ibsen to learn about theater from the inside. James Joyce was such an admirer of Ibsen that he learned Danish just so he could read the plays in their original language. And he wrote to Ibsen and said, "I'm a young Irishman, 18 years old, and the words of Ibsen I shall keep in my heart all my life." Here's a poem for today by Kim Dower, Room Service English Muffins. If you've ever had one, you know what I'm saying. Soggy with steam, too much butter soaking into the crevices. At first you're mad, you told them butter on the side, but then you're grateful to have it. Day after day you eat it dry. Now, away, alone, on business in your overheated hotel room, you're grateful for the butter, indebted to strangers wearing hairnets in a distant kitchen for slathering your muffins, tucking them into a cloth napkin placed in a mesh basket, variety of colorful jams for you to choose. It's enough joy just to take that first bite. If you're lucky, it's still warm, even after the long elevator ride. If you're lucky, there's a yellow single-stem rose in a bud vase, shiny silverware poking out of the starched white napkin. Why give me a fork, you think? You ordered coffee and a muffin. Why complicate it with a fork? And then you spot the tiny salt and pepper shakers in the shadow of the napkin, and you wonder, does anyone, no matter how troubled, put salt and pepper on their English muffins? Maybe, maybe, when they're far from home. A poem by Kim Dower, Room Service, English Muffins, from Air Kissing on Mars, published by Red Hen Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Podcasts are a great way to enjoy programs you love, like The Writer's Almanac, whenever and wherever you want. Podcasts have something for everyone, but some people still aren't aware of podcasts. Think of someone you know who might enjoy a podcast. What podcast would they really love? Now tell them about it in real life or on social media. And if they don't know how to find and download podcasts, show them how. Tell us what you recommended with the hashtag TryPod, TryPod. Thanks for spreading the word.